I'm so sorry about Demi, Captain. I feel so terrible. I'm the security officer, but I couldn't even keep us secure. Oh, I knew I was gonna screw up this job. Can I just give you a back massage and blowjob? That should make you feel better.
Thanks, but we can't exactly rub and suck our way out of this one.
I just want everyone on this crew to know that I'm not a total fuck-up. You can count on me, Captain. I won't let you down. Again, that is.
Taryn, I'm the last person at Prodigium that's gonna look down on you for being a total fuck-up.
Wow, that's so sweet of you to say.
Fuck! Can't believe those wankers took Demi!
I'm sorry, Captain. I know you're close with her. I must admit that I too have grown rather fond of her.
I fucking swear we'll find her, even if I have to turn Prodigium inside out!
Calm yourself, love. You'll be of no use to the crew as a raging ball of pent-up frustration. Here, drink this. It's a mild sedative that should help you regain some focus.
Lily, why did my little fella just decide to take a walk down Morningwood Avenue?
I may have slipped a bit of something else in there, but don't worry. I'll take care of that for you.
It's not the same around here without Demi.
I fucked up big time, Killy.
Listen here, you blinkered idiot. You still have a chance to do something about it and get her back. Demi is one of a kind. That's dead right. She might not drink, feel, or even fuck like we do, but none of that stops me from wanting to risk everything to save her cute metallic ass. We're with you, Captain.
Why'd you mention fucking? You know she's got all the necessary equipment, right?
I said she doesn't do it like we do. She does it better. If anything, it's just straight up unfair what she can do with all those arse gadgets of hers.
Thanks for saving our asses back there.
I'm sorry for the dramatic entrance, but I had to lay low for a while after I was compromised. I ended up burning my primary base of operations to the ground just to make sure no one could follow me here. Anyway, don't worry about me. We need to get Demi back. Every minute she's in the Requital's clutches gets them closer to cracking her files. If we allow that to happen, this revolution's done. We can't let a faction of crazies like the Requital get access to any of our data. Talking with people online taught me a lot about espionage. People are just a series of ones and zeros, structured in a way that makes them function. Some are coded better than others, and some, like you, have a lot of bugs that need to be worked out.
Are you calling me defective?
More like maladjusted. But I think a patch or two might be able to work that out. It's really, really hard for me to admit this, Captain, but she's the only piece of hardware I've ever run into that is beyond my full understanding. The engine subsystems alone would take me months to figure out. Then there's the ECM suite, the stealth drive reactors. Which, by the way, are the only reason you managed to get away after trying to steal my half of the payload. You're lucky I got the loot back before you ran off. Otherwise, you probably would have pissed me off just enough that I'd feel the need to blow you out of an airlock for making me waste my time tracking you down.
Hold up a tick. You could do that?
Of course. If I can get access to a ship's mainframe, I've got a whole lot of different options when it comes to getting rid of someone. I could suck the O2 out of a room, or conversely, fill it with CO2 and choke them. I could lower the temperature to below freezing, start a massive fire, or even cause the pipe to explode and spray shrapnel into their vital organs. Although my personal favorite is flux inverting the threshold of the artificial gravity, causing them to slam extremely hard into the floor and then the ceiling, over and over.
I should have been much more afraid of you.
You should have been much more afraid of me.
I swear things aren't usually so depressing around here.
I didn't know Demi like the rest of the crew, but I can see how broken up everybody is about this. She really means a lot to you guys.
That she does.
That alone merits a mission of revenge involving a lot of soon-to-be-dead assholes, and I am so fucking ready for it!
Captain, I'm really sorry. I fucked up, okay? I should have seen that huntress bitch coming from a mile away, but I got wasted with Dalek that night. I just feel like if I hadn't, you know?
That's enough, Ella. Never apologize for getting wasted and having a good time. Just because I lost my best mate doesn't change my feelings on the nightmare that is sobriety.
But I feel horrible. I know you may forget this sometimes, but I am a warrior. I have a code to follow and a duty to always win. This is about honor and shit. I swear it won't happen again, Captain. Nobody's stealing our sexy turbo ass job android again without a fight. But since they did, let's take these bitches out and get Demi back.
So I downloaded one of your old movies the other day.
Ooh, did you now?
I still can't get over how your government thought it was okay to put such a lethally sexy Sheila in such garbage.
Tell me about it! Now that I'm here on the Mary Celeste and I've got access to all this amazing HoloNet porn, it's actually making me jealous. You guys really know how to gape a butthole with style.
That we do.
We're like total amateurs compared to you guys. Back when New Vegas was still shooting skin flicks, I saw bright-eyed starlets popping up in solar content on a daily basis. And they looked like they were having so much fun. I might be the most famous KAV star, but how was I supposed to compete with these girls for the Galaxy title when they were taking all kinds of dick up their ass and I was stuck doing basic shit like faking penetrations? I mean, I didn't even get to work with any male talent. How lame is that? Griffin Nebula girls were getting stretched in all kinds of ways, and I was stuck in idle bullshit central.
It wasn't all bad, though, right? You probably got some good fucking in when you were off camera, yeah?
Oh, you poor thing. You have no idea. First off, the guys are like half your size. For most basic-ass Chloe girls, that's good enough, but my holes don't just want to be satisfied. They want to be destroyed.
And everything is always so goddamn slow, with the hands gently caressing your face while they softly kiss your ears and neck and whisper sweet nothings. Ah, it's horrible. It seriously made me want to kill myself.
What about the girls?
They're even worse. Most of them don't even eat pussy because they don't want to ruin their lipstick. Things are so much better here. It's been amazing slutting it up with you and the girls every chance I get.
Anything you haven't done yet that you really want to try?
Of course. But it's something that might put the crew in danger. And I'm really trying hard not to put other people in mortal danger for the sake of my orgasms again.
There's gotta be something less dangerous we can do for you.
There is. But Lily said it was gonna take a few months to design a tentacle that could get that far up my ass, so I'm just playing the waiting game now. Don't worry, though. I can keep myself plenty busy.
Sounds good. So, half my size, huh?
Oh, sweetie, you're so adorable. Trust me, you're all set in that department. Might want to consider shaving your back, though.
I just woke up with a splitting headache. Demi's still gone, and Dalek is flying my ship. Please, oh, please tell me there is some kind of good news wrapped up in this sick fucking joke.
There is. I have a base of operations nearby that's capable of finding Demi's location. Everyone, prepare for landing. We're here.
Wait, this is the Chut homeworld. This is where your super secret base is? The Chut Black Market?
Is there a problem, Captain?
We're flying the ship with the highest bounty in history right into the middle of the largest hotbed of criminal activity in Prodigium. Those fat fucking squirts will defo turn us in.
Don't worry. I have a contact here. He'll keep us out of sight.
Even your contact is a chut?
These guys are complete scumbags. They'd sell their own mothers into slavery, for fuck's sake.
Oh, for sure. I'd trade that evil bitch for a giant pile of shit and call it even. My daughter, on the other hand, is priceless to me.
Wait, did he say daughter?
My baby, you're back home. Well, it took you long enough. Did you forget about your old man, Obahunda?
This isn't happening.
Hi, Daddy.
Why do you look so skinny? Have you been eating anything? You know, besides pussy. Oh, my girl loves her girls. Oh, you should see her lesbian porn collection. Massive.
Dad, shut up. Seriously.
I have so many questions.
And I am so afraid of the answers.
You made friends? Finally! Well, I totally thought she was gonna die miserable and alone.
Dad, just please stop talking to them. I need to use my stuff, now.
Well, sure, baby. I left your gigantic labyrinth of booby trap equipment and explosives just the way you had it.
Explosives? This place is built on top of a bunch of explosives?
Now this place basically is one giant explosive. You see those four pipes? We've got kilometers of servers below that need one hell of a vent system. Well, those help us keep them cool, and I'm definitely not telling you this to in any way foreshadow some kind of horrible event that is about to go down.
Guys, I'm gonna need some time below to start a tracker sequence to get Demi's location. Dalek, I need your help. The rest of you should stay out of sight.
Oh, I know. How about you all come inside and get something to eat? Time to introduce you kids to Oompa's world-famous splatter bladder. So, how's that fried doom bug? You guys into it?
It's actually rather good. Isn't Stenokara Molyippis considered a great delicacy by your people?
Yeah, well, I got lucky yesterday and found him dead as fuck because he was drinking the runoff from my septic line.
How delightful.
So, you guys are helping my little girl stage a revolution and overthrow the government, huh? That's pretty cool. How's that working out for you?
You know about the revolution?
Of course I do. Honey, she's been working on this thing since she was 10. And I'm talking about her age, just to be clear. She's still a 10 in my book. It's okay, guys. She's adopted. Don't worry, I'm just playing.
Still weird. Really weird.
Yeah, I think we all kind of figured you two weren't actually related. How did this even happen?
I bought her from her real parents when she was still a baby. On a damn good deal, too. I think they were both so tweaked out of their minds that they just wanted to get the real estate off their hands and get back to partying, if you know what I mean.
Wait, are you a slaver?
Why? You want me to show you my handcuffs and chains? Whoa, hold on, babe. At least buy me dinner first. I'm just fucking around. Unless you're into that, then we are gonna be fucking around.
Venerans kind of have a troubled history with slavers. One that has resulted in me executing every single one I've met.
Hey, forget about it. I mean, yeah, technically she was a slave, but she was my slave. I loved her, and I supported anything she wanted to do with her life. Well, as long as it was somewhere within the confines of my basement, of course.
Personally, I'm failing to see the part where that is somehow not horrible parenting.
Oh, I get it. You think I'm a bad guy. You know what her life would have been like if some of the shut water? I don't even want to think about it.
You're alluding to the fact that chuts have a certain
infamous proclivity towards solar females.
You got that right. But lady, I'm about as straight as a circle made of big meaty dicks, so don't go thinking there was any funny business happening on my watch.
What happened after you bought, adopted her?
I raised Fortune like any good father should. I locked her in a room all day and night with a computer and let her do the easy stuff, like teaching her how to read and write, function in society, you know. All that basic parenting shit.
Oh my god. I totally get Fortune now.
Meanwhile, I work hard to make an honest living and put food on the table.
Honest living?
Are you about to tell me you're the first chut in history to be squeaky fucking clean?
Sort of. Well, I deal mostly in parts, usually of the mechanical variety. But hey, if business is slow and I can get a good wholesale price on some vital organs, I'm not exactly gonna waste a lot of time worrying about where they came from, you know?
I'd like to know where this booze came from, if you don't mind.
Oh, we got another homebrew fan over here.
More like curious alcoholic.
It's Don Hooch, darling. Secret family recipe. Speaking of something brewing, I gotta go take the shit of my life. You guys are gonna be okay here if I make a quick Duke run. Hey, honey. How's the search going?
Still nothing.
Oh, don't worry. You'll find her in time.
You're always so optimistic.
What else am I supposed to be? You want me to be like, oh man, you really fucked this one up. What a lousy goddamn daughter you turned out to be. When am I gonna get grandkids? Fuck that.
Oh, how I've missed your nearly exhaustive stream of F-bombs.
Tell me, what's really going on here?
Dad, I don't know if I can do this.
You talking about the revolution?
I was so sure this was my destiny. I thought my plans were perfect. But now, everything's going wrong.
It's okay, baby. I understand. But now I got a question. Maybe it will help you understand your current, predicament.
Sure. What is it?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Huh? What?
Yeah, you heard me. Who the fuck do you think you are? Because that sure as shit ain't my daughter talking. My daughter taught herself to code before she could even walk. Less than 2 years later, she broke into an Imperium Bank's e-vault and swiped a million credits before they even knew what hit them. My daughter took control of all the hollow screens in the Senate and made them play Two Shots, One Tealy on repeat for almost an hour before they could stop her.
I forgot about that one. But now that I'm remembering it, I think I know why.
When she was 13, she built a fully operational battle mech out of a box of scraps and blew a hole in the wall to escape.
I remember that. I pointed a flamethrower at your head and said I was going to kill you.
Oh, fucking teenagers. But you didn't, baby. You powered down the suit, gave me a big hug, and said you were sorry. That's the day I really became your daddy. Whatever it was that made me take care of you in the first place, that's when I understood it. And you could have taken off, or you could have just went out on your own and became rich. Lord knows I fucking would have. But you didn't. You saw what was happening in your computer. Every day you saw people hurting because of the goddamn Imperium. You chose to help them, like I chose to help you.
Dad, are you proud of me?
Are you fucking kidding me? I couldn't be more proud. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I never raised you to be a hero. You did that on your own.
I'm not. I'm so not.
Yes, you are. You never let me down, and I'm a motherfucker. You're better than me. How the fuck you gonna let yourself down?
Thanks, Dad.
Evening, Dalek. I'm just popping in to make sure you got the supplies on board. Wait, what's the deal with all these hazard crates?
I bought some rockets from Opa Junta. The guy had so many that he gave me an overstock discount. I figured we might need some, what with the rescue mission coming up and everything.
You brought entire crates full of explosive ordnance onto my ship without telling me first, and then you store them right next to the fusion reactor that is our engine?
Yeah?
Fucking hell, mate. You know there's a section of the cargo hold that's designed specifically for stuff that blows up, right?
But it's all the way over there.
Dalek, when I'm the one that's actually surprised by someone else's reckless disregard for safety procedures, it's bad. Really bad.
Fine. But at least get Fortune down here so she can get the loaders working. I ain't moving these on my own.
Just the girl I was looking for. Dalek needs you aboard the Mary Celeste to help get the loaders running. Apparently, he bought a bunch of rockets off your dad.
He can wait. What are you drinking?
Some of that June hooch. Why?
Could you pour me one?
Wait a minute. Is this really happening? Is the president of the Go Fuck Yourself Captain fan club about to actually sit down and drink with me?
There's only one place to sit in here that isn't made for a chut's ass, so don't kid yourself. It's strictly out of necessity. What are you still doing up, anyways?
Can't stop thinking about Demi. Why are you?
Same. I'm sorry, Captain. I should have gotten there sooner.
Nah. At least you got there at all. I'm just pissed we're stuck out here in the desert, and I can't do anything to save her.
Trust me, I'm just as angry as you are. Which is why I need this. Tell me about how you met Demi.
I got word that one of Tybalt's pirate chop shops had a phoenix there. The plan was to relieve the place of the ship, but I ended up having to relieve a lot of cunts off their lives on the way in.
Those things have insane Imperium-grade security encryption. How did you expect to get it out of there?
I was hoping they already cracked it. Unlucky for me, that was not the case. But that's when I heard her voice.
Demi was there?
Tybalt's guys just finished a hardware upgrade, but they didn't have time to put it back together before I took them apart. She was awake, but in pieces. Demi was terrified. Thought I was some low-life merc scavenger there to raid the place.
But that's literally what you were doing, like word for word.
She claimed she could get the Phoenix operational, but only if I helped her get out of there. Long story short, we've been together ever since.
Until now, I guess.
Yep, until now.
I'm going to help you get her back, Captain. I promise. I know how much she means to you.
Demi's a special one. One of the most powerful AI ever made. I could have easily sold her, ransomed her back to Tybalt, but she trusted me. If an AI that advanced can take one look and see me as a good cunt, I didn't realize what that meant until now.
You know, I figured it was something like that. I always thought you two were a bit of an odd couple.
Us? Seriously? You're the one with a chut, Daddy.
I didn't mean it was a bad thing. You know, the Imperium just wants everyone to be the same. They don't realize how amazing it can be when people that are so different find a way to work together. The things they learn and achieve, how everything can change. It's why this fight is so important. It's not just about the lives that have been lost, or saving the ones that we still have. It's about giving us all a chance to see the true potential of Prodigium once it's free.
They're a goddamn galactic empire. It's going to take ages just to get everything back in order, even just for the Solas.
You think I don't know that? Look, if we can take them down, anything is possible. This is all about taking that first step, Captain.
That's exactly what I'm saying. The first step is going to be longer than the years I've got left. You can't understand what it's like to live every day knowing you'll never...
I don't have your memories, Captain. You were right when you said I can never really know what we Solars have lost. But I know what we deserve. What this galaxy deserves. They deserve a life without the Imperium. Without the Sinu. Without the lie that is the Veil.
You know what? I was wrong about you.
What do you mean?
That ass is at least a 7. Hell, make that an 8.
I don't know why I expected you to say anything else.
Oh, what's up, guys? We're getting fucked up tonight or what?
Actually, I've got to head below and make sure Dalek doesn't detonate the entire facility with those weapons you sold him. Good night.
Good night, baby.
Good night, Trouble.
General Blythe, I have an urgent contact request from our benefactor. They are quite insistent you speak with them.
Shit. This is bad timing. Can't you tell them I'm busy getting late or something?
I can try, but I sincerely doubt they would believe me.
I suppose you're right. Very well. I'll talk.
General Blythe.
Senator Elrock. It's been quite some time. I was beginning to think you forgot all about bankrolling the requital in the first place.
I wasn't exactly in the mood to have another conversation like our last one, so I thought I'd just send the terrorist support payments and give you some space to cool off. Speaking of funding, how's our science team doing?
Your science team have been incompetent little shits! My science team would have had the weapon working by now. But you didn't care to go after her when she walked out on us.
I already told you. I looked for her as hard as I could. If the fucking Imperium can't find her, pardon me if I don't have faith in those brainless freaks of yours getting the job done.
Oh, I see how it is. You can talk shit about my soldiers, but when I insult those lapco-chewing fuck-asses you sent me to replace Lily, that's crossing the line?
Are we really going to do this right now? Genetic manipulation is extremely illegal under Imperium law. There's only so many desperate scientists that are willing to risk a death sentence out there. I did the best I could for us, you know?
If you really wanted to do the best you could, you would have gone after Lily, but you didn't have the balls, so I did it myself.
You what? I told you, very clearly, not to send any requital soldiers after her.
I remember. Quite an odd request.
Did you pay attention to a fucking thing I said? If we don't know where she is, you'd have to send requital ships all over Prodigium and risk game-over intervention from the Imperium Navy. Raiding an outpost here and there is fine, Sending your forces throughout the galaxy would have left the weapon unprotected and risked government interference.
Then you'll be happy to know I did exactly what you asked. I didn't send any requital forces.
Then who did you... Wait. You. You're the one who sent the Huntress.
How do you know that?
I'm an Imperium senator.
But how the fuck could you possibly know that? The contract was confidential. Harry, I told you what would happen if you talked!
It wasn't me. I swear on my Matrix.
Leave him alone, Blythe. He's telling the truth. There was an incident that happened over neutral Teely airspace. Admiral Miyamoto spotted the Huntress at the scene. I looked up her contract and found it was for Dr. Lillian Margulis. I asked Harry if he knew anything about that, and he denied it. Now I know why.
I learned the hard way to never let traitors go unpunished. That's something I will never let happen again. Anyways, you don't need to worry. The Huntress was successful.
What do you mean? You captured the Doctor?
Not quite. We captured her mainframe. Her ship is no doubt crippled, and soon, Harry will be able to find her. By the way, were you also aware that Dr. Margulis is being protected by an old friend of ours? He's a certain outlaw flying a ship known as the Mary Celeste.
The captain? Wait, you sent the Huntress, even after you knew the captain could have been killed.
Exactly. I was willing to end the life of the only man I ever trusted in order to get revenge on that woman. So don't think for a second you are going to be able to stop me.
You're even crazier than I thought.
Don't worry, Senator. Despite your best efforts to sabotage this organization, the weapon will be ready on time. You just make sure all of the senators are at the Capitol, like we discussed. We're only going to get one steaming shot at this. Let's make it count. And make them pay!
Opa Junta said he bought me a doll when I was really little. He thought I'd be excited, but I just left it in the corner of my room. After that, he brought me this huge pile of scrapped electronics. When he woke up the next day to check on me, my room was full of whirring sounds and the soft glow of monitor lights. I managed to take everything and create a working terminal. He said I was painting pictures and doing puzzles on the HoloNet. I don't think I even slept. He was so impressed after that, he got me a proper setup and asked if I could learn how to get inside bank systems. Code is written by people, and people are never perfect. There's always something you can exploit. So I did. I became very good at getting what I wanted, which was my father's approval. Bringing him money made that happen. Why do you think he named me Fortune?
Dalek.
Look, bro. I'm really sorry about what happened.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Shh. I know what you're gonna say. And it's not your fault, man. Now, I may not have the most lucid take on events, as I was pretty fucking wasted when the Huntress busted in. But hear me out for a second, okay? We all make mistakes. Like me, for example. I hid behind a crate pissing myself, thinking I was gonna fucking die before Fortune saved my ass. Or you, for example, passed out from an almost deadly cocktail of prescription meds and hard liquor when you should have been keeping watch. I guess what I'm trying to say is that nobody on this crew is perfect. We're all broken in some way. But you still managed to turn a band of misfits into a legendary band of friggin' heroes! And you know what? It's the greatest thing I've ever been a part of. And I'm like hundreds of years old, bro. I've seen some shit. I'll bet all six of my balls that you'll see Demi on the bridge again. Man, she is the Mary Celeste. Look at what she means to everyone here. If you don't think they'll fight tooth and nail to get her back, then you don't know your crew, man. So stop moping around and let's go get our girl back.
Actually, I just wanted to borrow your wrench.
Why you gotta do me like that, man? That was some really emotional shit. I was on an uncanny roll of eloquency.
Morning, Cap. It's nice to finally have some one-on-one time with the guy that Fortune's always talking about.
Me? What'd she say?
Oh, not much. She said you used to work at New Vegas. You're a hell of a pilot. something about you trying to steal half of her payload the first time you worked together.
Well, you know, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Oh, really?
It was more like 40%.
Hey, buddy, you know what? I would have done the exact same thing, at least before I met her. Oh, by the way, I got something I want to show you. You see this room? This is where I raised my little girl. I watched her grow up, Captain. I know what Fortune's capable of. I understand every decision she's ever made, except for one. Not killing you after you ripped her off.
Oh, so you think she had a choice? I got away before she could do anything about it.
You really believe that? Look, Captain, if my little girl wants someone dead, they don't get away. She left you alive for a reason. If I had to guess, it's probably because she figured she'd have some kind of use for you in the future.
I don't follow.
I always worried about her. It's what parents do. Being raised the way she was, I worried most about her not finding her place. Seeing her on that ship with your crew, with you, I know she's exactly where she's supposed to be.
Finally! Captain, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I've got Demi's location. I'm uploading the coordinates now. What?
That's a Cloyd battleship. How did they find us?
Some asshole must have spotted you guys landing. Get inside before they see you, Captain. They would have started shooting if they knew you were here.
What about you?
I'll handle this. I'll make sure everyone's ready if I don't.
Dalek, wake up, you fuck!
Put it in my ass! Oh, Captain, what is it, man?
We got company. Those Cloyd Darrows just showed up out of nowhere.
What? Do they know we're here?
Not yet. Where's Fortune?
I'm at the terminal. Did you see the Cloyd are here? How many?
A bloody battleship's worth. I'm on my way down.
Attention to those below. This is General Langevoo. Demand to speak to the owner of this disgusting facility.
Man, I never thought I'd have to see one of your gigantic, ugly fucking Cloyd ships in my life. Compensating for something, buddy? By the way, aren't you guys supposed to stay on your frickin' planet?
As these backwater morons are the worst.
Hey, right back at ya, you two bad pretty boy conquistador. Ain't nothing wrong with my compound. Well, the shooter's backed up again, but other than that, though.
Sir, it has been brought to our attention that a wanted fugitive was spotted landing in this very area. A huge bounty currently sits upon their heads. Have you seen anything?
How about you come down here and see these nuts, you fart-fisted, jizz-pissing, neutrino dick fuckerino?
Something's wrong. No chut would ever choose to insult someone offering them a shitload of money. Send a search party into the... whatever you call this ugly thing.
Hey, this is the John Holm world. You gotta show me a warrant first.
Oh, please. I'm a war criminal. I can do whatever I want. So don't get in the way.
General, we found them.
Finally! Get down there and kill them all!
God damn it! We can't take off now. That cruiser will tear us to shreds. Fortune, this is your facility. What's the plan?
There's only...
one way out. We have to destroy this place.
Are you fucking serious?
The explosion will take out everything above us. If we time it right, we should be able to fly right past the Cloy before they know what hit them.
We've got work.
How do we bring it all down?
There are four chambers with one reactor core in each. If we destroy the protective plating, it'll set off a chain reaction. Hey, Captain. Check out these turrets I added. They'll come in handy for some extra firepower. Just make sure you shut them off near patrols. Otherwise, you're gonna get caught.
Thank you.
Doctor, sweetheart, don't worry about me. You guys give these fancy pants fuckers the ass kicking they deserve.
Teach him a lesson.
Captain, you take care of my little girl. Promise me!
I promise, mate. I swear it. Here's Demi's location. Set a course.
How long have Fortune and Lily been in the lab?
Over an hour now. I was going to try and sneak in and see what's going on, but it seemed inappropriate.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Of course it's inappropriate.
Fortune knows we're all here for her if she needs us. Let's just give her some space.
Listen up, loves. We got a long way to go before we get to Demi. That means plenty of time to plan how we're gonna massacre the complete bastards responsible for taking her.
Captain, I need to have a word with you.
How's our girl? Is Fortune okay?
None of us will be okay if we don't come up with a plan. Demi's location, it's much worse than we feared. She's aboard General Blythe's ship. The requital has her.
Blythe? General Elizabeth Blythe? No fucking way. What would she want with Demi?
You know this bitch.
If that's true, then we have the advantage. Tell us how we can beat her, Captain.
Beat her? Are you out of your fucking minds? We don't. We cannot defeat this woman.
Pardon me, but how the fuck do you know that? From what I understand, this team has dick-kicked and cunt-punted every single person that's got in the way so far. What makes her so tough, huh?
Blythe was my commanding officer. We fought together many times. Pirates, slavers, you name it. It never mattered how outnumbered or dead to rights fuck things seemed. She always found a way to kill every single enemy that got in our way. She rarely lost a single soldier in the process, and she rarely took prisoners. This is the master, fucking ruthless, fearless, mad cunt tactician in the history of the Solar Military.
So am I turning the ship around now, or?
Of course not. We go after Demi. It's just, this doesn't make any sense. If Demi's at the Requital base, that means the Huntress brought her there. But why?
Me. It's because of me. I used to work for Blythe. That's where the Manticores came from. She wanted to raise an army capable of taking over Prodigium.
You're telling me that Blythe is trying to overthrow the Imperium? The fuck is going on here? Why don't we just work with this person?
I mean, Sova legit has a point on this one. What's up with that?
Just because two people have the same means and objectives does not mean they will have the same methods.
Sorry, you kind of lost me there. Can you, expand on that?
General Blythe founded the Requital after she was, rather aggressively relieved from solar military duties. She's an extremist now. She'll do whatever it takes to get what she wants, no matter whom that endangers.
An accomplished commander like that doesn't just go rogue over nothing. Captain, what happened to this woman?
We initially refused to comply when the Imperium voted to shut down New Vegas. No one wanted to accept it. That all changed when the Imperium sent a fleet of warships to our planet.
Hundreds of thousands of patrons started to take off in a panic. Ship after ship of them launched, knowing something terrible was about to happen. The party was well and truly over. I was on the ground when the panic set in.
And I was in the air. It was the Battle of New Vegas. General Blythe was commanding our flagship, the SS Turbulence. The Imperium outnumbered us 7-1. We knew the second they made a move, we'd be fucked. What the Imperium didn't know is that Blythe had been preparing for this moment. A top-secret defense grid was installed on New Vegas' moons, perfectly positioned to flank any fleet that approached the planet.
The hour was drawing near, so Blythe opened fire. The Imperium's number were nearly cut in half before they knew the battle had even begun.
Sometimes you talk about the other species that the Imperium put on their shit list. How she'd rather die than obey the Veil. That day, she sure as fuck proved she meant it.
We all know how this story ends, but how did Blythe lose?
There was another general, some prick named Willif. He negotiated a plea deal with the Imperium behind her back. He told them he wouldn't fight if the shooting started, but only if they saw to it that he got to rule over what was left.
Willif, for obvious reasons, failed to mention any of this to Blythe.
Without the expected reinforcements, the Imperium tore us apart. Blythe's ship took a hit, and she was nearly killed. We surrendered. Thought that was the end of it. Things got really quiet for a moment. Then we heard the cannons charging.
Yep, that sounds just like the fucking Imperium.
They get you to submit, and then they make you sorry for bending over.
Did they? What happened?
New Vegas was pretty much leveled. The only reason we weren't wiped out was Erok talking Cassadora down.
Afterwards, our planet was bombarded with Imperium propaganda, saying Blythe fired without orders and endangered us all. They made Willif look like the diplomatic hero that saved all Solas from extinction.
Blythe ended up clinging to life in a military prison infirmary. After she escaped, she founded the Requital. I heard she was using some kind of biomechanical AI soldiers, but I never figured they were manticores.
Well, I for one can see why she's pissed off at other Solars. And just pissed off in general.
Oh, she's more than pissed off. If Blythe pulls off her plan, we're talking about all-out universe-wide warfare. That's not how I operate. And that's why Fortune came for me. She decided while Blythe's method did not have merit, the weapons I created for her did. That's why this team was put together. To be a surgical strike rather than an act of annihilation.
Does Blythe know about the Sinew? We're not sure. Fortune! Oh, I was so worried about you. Are you okay?
Girl, if you need anything at all...
I'm fine. The only thing that matters now is getting Demi back from Blythe.
Okay, so we're basically dealing with terrorists led by the angriest woman in the galaxy, backed up by a legion of death machines. Well, I am so totally in!
We just need a right good plan to smash our way into that ship of hers.
There's no way we could fight her head on. Since Demi's gone and we can't use the stealth drive, I don't know how we even get close to the place without the Mary Celeste being obliterated.
Wait. Shit! What if we could use the stealth drive?
What do you mean exactly?
It's the size and, you know, the complexity of the Mary Celeste that's the problem. It takes a fuck ton of calculations to keep this kind of hardware off the radar. Now, I'm just spitballing here, but maybe I could reverse engineer something for a smaller ship.
He's right. It could be wired to a shuttle.
Fucking hell, little man. How'd you come up with something like that?
It's a trick I've used before to do a little smuggling of my own.
There's still two problems if we're going the infiltration route. Obviously, the first is if the stealth glitches. Even for a second, we're dead. Also, we need some kind of entry point outside of the hangar that isn't secure.
Lucky for you guys, I never met a problem I couldn't blow up.
Delek, these are both big fucking problems.
Then I'll use a big fucking bomb, brah.
Fortune, do you know where Demi is inside the facility?
I have an approximate location.
Then, we make our own entrance with a detonation. Close enough to get in and out quickly, and without risking damage to Demi.
It's brilliant. There'll be far too much chaos on board for them to catch us in time.
Demi's more than likely being held in a secure part of the facility. Also, if we want to have any chance at all of getting out, that ship's engine will need to be disabled. I'm the only one that can compromise their systems. It has to be me.
And I'm obviously going with you.
All right, mates. Let's get our girl back.